Good morning and welcome to Mornings with a Stranger, episode 67. 66 had a little bit of a weird glitch in it, so hopefully that came through okay. Today, words. Words are interesting and fascinating, and I don't know where this came from out of my head. Actually, I think I do. It's just funny how little lines can mean so much, and how much shifting those little lines can mean a lot, right? Like, I think of some of the memes. There's a ton of them out there, but the ones that pop into my head, I think of the memes like God said to celebrate, not celibate, or God hates figs, not fags. You know, doesn't take much of a pencil swipe, or a pounding into a rock, I guess, to create a whole different meaning. And where this originated in my brain was the concept of butt and bum. So if you say butt, people kind of get a little bit squicky about that sometimes, or not a polite word, or, you know, kids tell their kids, don't say that word, or parents tell their kids that. Kids tell kids that too sometimes. But if you say bum, like, it just moving some of those lines around a little bit creates a sort of socially acceptable word, right? It's not okay to say butt, but it's okay to say bum. You know, I think of Simon from Saturday Night Live. I think it was Saturday Night Live. You know, he would always say, don't look at my bum, you bum looker. It wouldn't have been as funny if he would have said, don't look at my butt, you butt looker. It would have sounded sort of mean and rude, and it wouldn't have come off the same. So obviously sounds matter. But I just think it's funny how that word, and again, I wish I could think of more off the top, but that one just struck me. And I think it came from a practitioner you do bum fluffs. She calls them bum fluffs. Basically, if you've been sitting too long, that you or somebody else, preferably somebody else, just because it's easier, to sort of squish around your bum. It's just hard to reach both hands back there to do that. And then, of course, it gets your muscles reactivated and you feel better in your body and things are loose. It's like a little mini massage, but it gets the muscles going. So anyway, but it, you know, if she wrote butt fluffs on your little prescription sheet, it would be kind of like, But bum fluff's totally okay and totally more acceptable to talk about and all of that stuff. And I just think it's really funny. I get it. That's what language is about, right? Defining symbols that mean a word, mean a thing that we recognize to communicate with each other. And there's only so many symbols one can have, and simple symbols, unlike some languages that their symbols are very complex and not so simple. Anyway, that's words. Interesting stuff. We could get into a whole other conversation about words that say same word, different meaning. Like, you can set your bum on my couch and you can set your butt on my couch, but don't set your butt on my couch, like your cigarette butt. And don't sit either butts. Well, A, don't sit your cigarette butt on my couch. And perhaps just out of respect, don't sit your butt on my couch too long either. I guess it depends on who you are and how long I want you to stay. But anyway, words are fun. Have a great morning. Have a wonderful day. Facebook at Mornings with a Stranger, @MorningsWithAStranger, no space. Check out the website, MorningsWithAStranger.com. See all the other episodes. Have a great day. See you soon.